Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 21st, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. ZDF withdraws New York correspondent. AI boosts romance scams. Amazon AI tools tied to outages. Mercury rollback fuels dirtier power. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. ZDF recalled New York correspondent Nicola Albrecht after a Heute Journal report used AI-generated footage and unrelated archival video. The report showed a scene watermarked Sora of alleged ICE officers separating a mother and children, and a genuine clip from 2022 in Florida, unrelated to ICE. ZDF initially issued inconsistent explanations. News Chief Ann Jelinek apologized on Tuesday evening and ordered staff retraining and internal reviews. The network says Albrecht adapted an earlier version and inserted two online scenes that violated internal rules and should have been spotted. Editor Bettina Schausten called the damage to credibility large and promised measures. ZDF said presenter Dunya Hayali was unaware. Artificial intelligence is making online romance scams more effective, and authorities report growing harm. Fraudsters create fake profiles, spin travel or family stories, then claim emergencies and ask for money. The state criminal police reports rising cases, nearing 1,000. A Visa survey in the summer of 2024 found 3 out of 5 people knew the scam, and 1 in 7 had been targeted. Victims transferred about 14 million euros in the past year. Losses in 2024 were about 18 million euros. AI can produce realistic photos, compose messages, and translate. One retiree broke off contact after spotting inconsistent photos. The account later showed Ghana.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. PICKERTDE. The Financial Times reports AWS have at least 2 outages in recent months involving Amazon's internal AI coding tools. In mid-December, a 13-hour interruption followed engineers allowing the tool Kiro to make changes. The tool reportedly chose to delete and recreate an environment. A separate incident allegedly involved Amazon Q developer. Amazon rejects that AI autonomy caused the events, calling them user error from misconfigured access controls and noting Kiro normally requests authorization. The FT says the tools had operator-level permissions and changes were made without the usual peer review. AWS says it has since added safeguards, including mandatory peer review for production access. EPA finalized a rollback of the mercury and air toxic standards, removing Biden-era limits on mercury from power plants. The rule returns standards to 2012 levels and is projected to save $78 million a year starting in 2028. Coal plants, which emit about half of U.S. mercury, stand to benefit. Mercury is a neurotoxin linked to birth defects, learning disabilities, and harm to kidneys and the nervous system. Earth Justice Attorney Nicholas Morales said it strips protections for children to save the coal industry money. Rising electricity demand from AI data centers is keeping older plants online. The Tennessee Valley Authority kept 2 coal plants open. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.